This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
The pandemic has sidelined a lot of activities high school students look forward to during the year, like sports competitions and homecoming dances, but that's not stopping some kids from enjoying the milestones of teenage life. As part of a project called 2020 Lessons, WBEZ's education team has been following teachers and students during the semester of the coronavirus pandemic. Today, WBEZ's Susie Ahn brings us an update on two high school juniors.
Hi.
Hi. It's another day in Jordan King's virtual high school. She's in a breakout room for a small group discussion in her Spanish class.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. My internet was cutting out a little bit, so.
At first, the Naperville North High School junior said breakout rooms were awkward, full of silent moments and kids jumping off the call because the teacher wasn't watching. But now, Jordan says, at least for her, she's settled into the new normal of the pandemic. She recently went back to school in person for a couple of hours for the PSAT, the standardized test that juniors take as a precursor to the SAT.
I really did not want to go into school. I was like, I really don't want to see these people. But it was okay. I was there to take a test, so I was out pretty fast.
Unlike previous years, students had to undergo a health screening and sign a waiver before coming to the school building. And instead of the whole class crowding into a field house, students were spread out at their own table in a bunch of different classrooms.
I think it minimized the anxiety that you feel. Being in like such a large place taking a standardized test is really nerve-wracking. So being in like a smaller space, taking it like at your own single table really made me feel better.
The pandemic didn't stop her from taking this test, and it didn't stop her from completing a rite of passage for 16-year-olds, getting her driver's license. Jordan's mostly using it to drive to her part-time job as a receptionist. But the real reason for getting her license?
So that I could get coffee and stuff like that before school on, like, asynchronous days. It just sounds so amazing. So.
Several miles away in the northern suburb of Zion, junior Leslie Gomez also hit her 16-year-old milestone. She's using her license to drive to her new job, working at a drive-in eatery near her house.
I kind of just want to get a job so I can, like, start paying for my own things. Yeah, the money's just, like, basically for me or to, like, sometimes help around.
And the job comes with perks. She gets to work with one of her good friends, and every once in a while, she gets to take home some treats.
I only took, like, a cup of ice cream, but it was for my sister because she told me to take something home for her, so that's all I brought her.
While Leslie still doesn't like remote learning, she does like how it is easier to juggle the job with her schoolwork. But overall, it's been difficult.
Like, my parents and, like, some people were telling me that supposedly junior year is, like, the hardest year. But right now, since we're, like, online, I feel like it's hard for everyone.
Junior year is often pegged as the most crucial year for students who are planning to go to college. But Leslie thinks it's difficult for everyone. Both she and her sister, who is a freshman, are getting more work than they would if they were at school in person. She's been focusing on that rather than preparing to apply for college. Meanwhile, in Naperville, Jordan says she actually prefers virtual school to in-person. Her school had planned to return to some in-person learning, but has held off because of an increase in COVID-19 cases.
Usually, like, I'm so scared to ask questions in class because I'm always scared, like, oh my gosh, this is going to be a stupid question or something like that. But now, like, I ask, like, 16,000 questions in math all the time because you can private message a teacher in Zoom.
Both Jordan and Leslie have wrapped up their first quarter of school, and for the time being, their classes will stay remote. Off in the distance is winter vacation, and the question remains whether they'll ever return to school in person this year. Susie Ahn, WBEZ News.